Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Daryl Ryder. He is a Browns reporter for 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Daryl, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
So tell us a little bit about what the Packers picked up in an inside linebacker in Kirksey, and because I know he hasn't played a whole lot for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, the last 2 years, unfortunately, especially this past season, week two, he suffered the torn pectoral muscle that ended his season. The previous year in 2018, he had a muscle pull, and the team basically elected to keep him out. From what I understand and what I was told at the time, he was ready to come back, did not want to finish the season on injury reserve. But in the previous 4 years since the Browns drafted him, he was Mr. Reliable. He did not miss a single game. So I know there's a narrative out there that he's injury prone and all. I don't know that that's necessarily a fair characterization. He had one significant injury that took place, of course, last season. I wouldn't characterize the muscle pull he had the year before as significant. I characterize that more as the Browns wanted to put him on injured reserve.
When he does play, you tell me how good he is, because obviously Mike Pettine feels something for him. Otherwise, I don't think he would gear the Packers in that direction to go get him.
Yeah, well, and Kirksey, obviously, as you know, is familiar with Pettine from his days with the Browns. He's a very good player, very reliable, very dependable. He's as important on the field as he is off the field. He is a great teammate. He's the consummate pro. He's wonderful to talk to. I'm disappointed he's gone, because I really enjoyed the conversations he and I had over the years. He was a Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner for the Cleveland Browns a couple years ago. He does tremendous work in the community, so he's I wouldn't say he's elite. I don't think that's an accurate characterization of his football talent, but he is very good and very reliable, and he is a leader. Team captain for the Browns the last 3 years.
I wanted to ask you about inside the locker room. Obviously, Joe Thomas giving him a huge endorsement on Twitter when the word broke yesterday that he was coming to the Green Bay Packers. And Joe Thomas, very much heralded in the Browns organization. We all know that, and with their fans. So right. Tell me what he is off the field.
Yeah, you know, great in the community, does a lot of charitable work. So that will obviously be missed here in Cleveland. But, you know, in the locker room, he's a great teammate. You know, he once he gets to know you, he's always very conversational. But his teammates absolutely love him, and rightfully so. And like I said, just me professionally, it's a little bit, it's a loss for me, because as I said, I always enjoyed, the opportunity to visit with him, just in casual conversation as well as, the formal interview setting. So, he's a great person all around, and a pretty good football player too.
So, what is it about? I mean, if you look at him as a player, obviously there's a lot of good characteristics in this. You know, this contract is very friendly when it comes to incentives towards the team, because if he plays and plays well, obviously he's going to make a lot more money. But what right. do you believe the likelihood is that he is going to complete the majority of or an entire season in the NFL?
Oh, well, I mean, again, his first four seasons with the Browns, he barely missed a snap. He was always on the field. The other thing that I neglected to mention about him, just to tell you the type of guy he is, I think it set in for him last year that Mack Wilson was ultimately replacing him. And when Kirksey went on injured reserve in week two, he was well within his rights to bolt the team and take off and just go do his own thing and rest up and rehab. And he stayed around. Not only did he stay around the team, he became a coach at practice. And the player he spent a lot of his time with was Mack Wilson, the guy that's replacing him. That, to me, speaks to the character of Christian Kirksey and who he is, not only as a person and a football player and a leader. So, he's going to do the job on the field. No doubt about that. He did the job on the field for the Cleveland Browns. That's why he got extended. Very few players in Cleveland get extensions off their rookie contracts because there's just so much volatility with the Browns. Kirksey's in a very select club. He got a contract extension from his rookie deal. So that tells you also how valuable at one time the Browns viewed him.
In addition to that, tell me about the Browns organization. It seems like on one hand they make some really, really good moves, and on other hands they leave you scratching your head.
Yeah, well, I wrote it last night. They're well on their way to winning their second straight offseason title on paper, but as we find out in the fall, offseason titles don't mean anything. But solid moves by Andrew Berry. They bring it in Conklin to be their right tackle, which was a massive hole on the offensive line. You get the best tight end available in Hooper to give Baker Mayfield another safety valve. Not that he needs it with Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham and Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb around him, but it's another weapon there. And then to bring in a consummate professional like Case Keenum to back up, Mayfield. I think that all three of those moves make the Browns a better team than they were before, free agency began Monday afternoon. So, yeah, I mean, optimism's reigning supreme right now because it's the off season, and hopefully with the mixture of Andrew Berry as executive vice president and general manager and Kevin Stefanski as the head coach and Paul DePodesta and all three kind of speaking the same language and having the same philosophy when it comes to the sport of football, hopefully that simmers some of the behind-the-scenes conflicts that have plagued the Browns for nearly 20 years. Hopefully that kind of calms all that stuff down and they're able to move this thing forward and get to what matters the most, as you guys up there in Green Bay know, and that is winning football games in the fall.
When the team ended their season, they started the season last year as possibly talking about playoffs and Super Bowls, and things just didn't go in that direction. When the team ended that season and there was a house cleaning, so to speak, you tell me, has this been for the better, for the worse? Is this a team that's now on the uptick? You tell me where the Browns organization is when it comes to the overall picture, because Baker Mayfield, he probably performed better in the commercials than he did on the field.
Well, and you're not going to get an argument there for me. On that, he certainly was a victim of the sophomore slump and a victim of some poor coaching last year, and that's one of the reasons why the coaching change was made. I quite honestly don't know if they're better organizationally today with Andrew Berry in the front office that he's putting together versus John Dorsey, Alonzo Highsmith, and Elliot Wolf, who obviously are very well respected throughout the National Football League, and you guys up there in Green Bay obviously are very familiar with their outstanding work when it comes to scouting and identifying talent. It appears that Barry's not blowing up what Dorsey did, and that he's building off of what Dorsey did, which is kind of a 180 from what general managers in Cleveland tend to do, is they come in and they blow up what was done before them because they want to do it their own way. So it's hard to say if the Cleveland Browns are on the uptick, because it seems like the last couple of off seasons coming off that 0-16 season, they're a team on the rise. There was nowhere to go but up from 0-16, Last offseason, I felt that they were going to make the playoffs and potentially contend for the AFC title. Maybe if everything went their way, compete for a Super Bowl. This year, I don't know what to think. They're off to a very good start during the offseason here. As I mentioned, three solid acquisitions by Barry. But I have taken the show me in September, October, November, and December before I start crowning them anything, because I made the fatal mistake last year with my prognostications of how great they were going to be, and that did not go well for me. They ended up going 6-10, and everybody got fired again.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, you've seen a lot of football there over the last couple of years without Mike Pettine. Mike Pettine, obviously somebody who the Packers feel is a very strong presence when it comes to the defensive side of the football, and the numbers have spoken to that for what he's had to work with. How much do you think a healthy Kirksey adds to this defense that was in desperate need of a middle linebacker, but also a guy that knows Mike Pettine's system?
Yeah, I think Kirksey is a perfect fit for Pettine. I really liked Mike Pettine. Unfortunately, the Browns are the Browns, and he had no chance to be successful here as a head coach. It is what it is. And I don't hold that against Pettine. I don't think that should be a stain on his resume by any stretch of the imagination. You could make the case maybe he wasn't ready for the Cleveland job and everything that came with it, but when you're handed what he was handed, and obviously I'm referencing Johnny Manziel, and he, along with Kyle Shanahan, had the Browns 7-4 before people above them decided to intervene and put Johnny Manziel on the football field, and it's taken the Cleveland Browns basically 5 years to recover from that fiasco. That's not on Mike Pettine. He's a very, very good coach, and I think him bringing in Kirksey, someone that really knows him and his system, and that's the way it works around the NFL. The Browns are, I think, going to do the same thing here with Kevin Stefanski and his coordinators. You bring in those familiar faces, and because of Kirksey's intangibles that we've talked about and his ability on the field, I think he is going to be a perfect fit for what Pettine's trying to accomplish in the middle of that Green Bay Packer defense.
Daryl, great stuff. I appreciate it. Thanks for the insight into Kirksey and what he brings to the Green Bay Packers, and we're hoping he can stay on the field and bring some of that additional leadership to the locker room as well. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. You guys are lucky to have him.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. There you go. Daryl Ryder, Browns reporter for 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.